from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. IS kills 20 in Baghdad. More than 20 people are dead in Baghdad after Islamist militants exploded a series of bombs in and around Baghdad on Monday. Islamist State terrorists claimed responsibility for two attacks just after the bombs exploded and amidst an Iraqi offensive in the IS-held city of Fallujah just west of Baghdad. Iraqi military leaders say their security forces began an operation today to retake the city of Fallujah. Fallujah has been held by ISIS longer than any other city in Iraq, and the fighters are believed to be deeply entrenched in the city. James Jeffrey is a former U.S. ambassador to Iraq and now with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Fallujah is a tough nut to crack. There's still somewhere between 30 and 50,000 residents of the city in there. They've been traditionally more pro-Al-Qaeda than anybody else in Iraq. Secondly, the very presence of civilians, and there are already complaints about the UN and about, you know, Médecins Sans Frontières, I believe, and others about the dangers of using mass firepower. So those are going to be problems. The question is whether they will fight to the bitter end in Fallujah as they did in Ramadi.
As the fighting and airstrikes around the city have intensified, the plight of civilians trapped inside has worsened. While some 800 people have managed to escape, thousands have not. UNHCR says it's receiving reports of horrific civilian suffering. Meanwhile, the plight of innocent civilians is the order of the day for Syria as well today. Concern mounted Monday for the fate of tens of thousands of displaced Syrian civilians caught in the middle of a desperate fight in the countryside north of Aleppo. Days of clashes between moderate and Islamist rebel factions and the Islamist State group, which has mounted a fierce offensive on two key border towns, imperils rebel resupplies from Turkey. This is VOA News. The chief peace negotiator for Syria's mainstream opposition says he's quitting his post over the failure of United Nations-backed peace efforts to find a political solution to the country's long-running civil war. Mohammed Alush linked his decision to ongoing military violence from government forces seeking, with Russian help, to preserve the embattled presidency of Bashar al-Assad. In northeast Nigeria, at least five people, including a soldier, were killed when an explosive device went off. In the meantime, President Muhammadu Buhari has reached out to Niger Delta leaders in an effort to quell a surge of pipeline explosions that have contributed to a sharp drop in oil output.
I believe the way forward is to take a sustainable approach to address the issues that affect the Niger Delta communities.
Mr. Buhari says that includes a controversial amnesty program plus payments to former militants and offers of retraining. The militant group Niger Delta Avengers claimed responsibility for the three attacks targeting oil giants Chevron and Shell, as well as the Nigerian National Petroleum Company. UN and humanitarian agencies say hundreds of migrants are feared drowned in at least three shipwrecks in the Mediterranean as people from Africa try to reach Europe aboard vessels operated by smugglers from Libya. The Italian Navy took dozens of bodies and many survivors to Italian ports, but was unable to rescue hundreds more. William Spindler is with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
The Italian Navy has been doing a fantastic job. They have rescued about 14,000 people so far this week. But unfortunately, there have been a number of incidents where people have lost their lives. And in three separate shipwrecks, we estimate that 700 people might have died or are still missing.
The Italian Coast Guard said on Friday alone more than 1,900 migrants were rescued from boats in the Mediterranean. A photograph published on the internet apparently shows a Japanese journalist who's been missing in Syria for nearly a year. Junpei Yasuda is believed to have been captured by the Al-Qaeda affiliate Nusra Front after he crossed into Syria from Turkey last June. Japan's foreign ministry is analyzing the photo but has said the man shown in the image is likely Mr. Yasuda. At least five UN peacekeepers from Togo were killed and one wounded on Sunday in an ambush in central Mali. Their convoy came under attack about 30 kilometers from Sabare in the Mopti region. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. And the French and German leaders took part in solemn ceremonies in the forests of eastern France to remember the Battle of Verdun, a 10-month battle of World War I that began 100 years ago. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.